I'm Mindy Norton, speaking of pets. A month ago, an Alabama man walking to his mailbox was attacked and killed by two Rottweilers that belonged to his neighbors. The responding officers shot and killed the attackers and removed 33 more Rottweilers from the neighbor's property. At a subsequent hearing, a judge ordered all the dogs to be euthanized based on testimony from a detective that the animals were aggressive when being seized. The Rottweilers were housed at an animal control facility pending a decision on their fate. The veterinarian for the facility, along with a fellow veterinarian and professor from Auburn University, examined the dogs in order to evaluate their temperament and behavior. The vets then appealed to the judge to stay the euthanasia order for 28 of the Rottweilers, saying they were not aggressive and potentially could be adopted. The other five dogs did not pass the temperament tests and were euthanized as unadoptable. Thanks to the work of some dedicated people at the animal control facility and in the community, and the testimony of the animal experts, the judge reversed his order and left it up to the facility to make a determination on each animal. The family of the man killed by those two Rottweilers supported the judge's decision to spare the lives of the dogs. Some of the animals eventually will be placed with new owners in the area, while others may be sent to a New York rescue group that specializes in finding homes for Rottweilers. Too often it is the animals who pay the ultimate price for mistakes made by humans responsible for their care. Rottweilers, like other dogs, are not inherently mean or vicious, but lack of training and improper treatment can cause them to become aggressive. That's true even of a small dog, but when you're dealing with an animal with the size and strength of a Rottweiler, aggression can develop into a threat. Treating our best friends with kindness will help to make them better companions, and everybody wins when you're speaking of pets.